الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness that there is no deity save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his messenger, his servant, mercy to all the worlds. اللهم صل صلاة كاملة وسلم سلاما تاما على سيدنا محمد الذي تنحل به العقد وتنفرج به الكرب وتقضى به الحوائج وتنال به الرغائب وحسن الخواتيم ويستسقى الغمام بوجهه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه في كل لمحة ونفس بعدد كل معلوم لك. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah number 44, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. O Prophet of Allah, that we truly have sent you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner and as an inviter to God, to God's mercy and grace by His leave, and as a beacon radiating light. And also Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and we have not sent you but as mercy to all the worlds. Dear brothers and sisters, this khutbah was inspired by my daughter. And she gave a lecture. She works as a chaplain in Hogg Hospital in Orange County, a Muslim chaplain. And she wanted to apply the teachings and the characteristics of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in her care, caring for patients who are Christian, Jews, and Muslims as well. So she was asked to give a lecture about caring in our religion for patients, or caring for those who are in need. So she inspired me because I love my daughter and I love the subject. It's very close and dear to my heart. So today's khutbah is written by my daughter. The capacities in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam are plenty. And those few of them, caring, mercy, and love. Allah says in Surah Al-Ahzab, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Indeed, you have an example, a pattern in your Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, a good example for those who hope to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for those who want to be in the day, believe in the day after, and for those who remember God more often. So the subject is the prophetic care. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how did he exhibit spiritual and community care that we can use in our daily life? How can we use this characteristics in our daily life. We learned, she said, we learned from the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We learned the seerah from the books, classes, lectures, or other events. But it's not the same. It's a study of event, time, and place. The material is dry, lacking anything in the heart. We did not feel the connection to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the knowledge in our heads, but it was not coming down to our hearts. Talking about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understanding his position, his status, and why was he sent as mercy to all the worlds? This is the question. I don't think that we have time to discuss this in 20 minutes. How is he a mercy to the worlds? What did he do? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As a human being, as a prophet, he went above and beyond the message. If we were to summarize mercy in two words, it would be love and service. He serviced the community, cared about his community, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know from the seerah that he never blocked himself from his companions. Regarding to any situation, he was there, teaching in action, in lectures, in speeches, in khutbas, relaying the message to us, the new generation. I'd say he was love and service to other people. Love is the feeling in the heart. Service are the acts by which the feeling comes true. Service is how we show love. Service to all human beings. In a way, how can I help you? Regardless of your creed, your color, or anything else, you as a human being, how can I help you? This is the attitude that will open the hearts like no other way. She's mentioning a case that happened to her in the hospital where a wife tried to commit suicide. They brought her to the hospital. The husband is there. They're newlywed. She's in a coma. And they called my daughter to console the family. She came, she didn't know what to say, what to do. The husband was really shaking, afraid for his wife. And he asked her, is there anything, you know, a prayer that you can say for her? So from her knowledge, she wrote a prayer from the Quran. And she gave it to him, handling it to him. And she felt like it was very shaky hands. So he took the paper and put it under the pillow of her wife. And she was so surprised. She said, this prayer is just to recite, not to put it under the pillow. But anyways, she felt like she had to do something else. So she went and got him an herbal tea, a cup of herbal tea, just for him to calm down. Next day, she came to check on the patient. Thank God she was awake. And she asked about her, and she said, you're the one who brought tea to my husband. God bless you. She was so touched because she didn't mention anything about the prayer. She just mentioned that act of kindness that she showed the family. And she said, this is what my prophet would do in such a situation. That's how we really need to act in such a situation. Act of kindness, act of love towards human beings, all human beings. Our Prophet ﷺ was the embodiment of compassion, empathy, love, feeling, and support. He displayed compassion in every act of his life. Emotion. He was a very emotional man, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He kissed children. He showed emotion towards children in a culture that showing emotions is not their forte. He sat his daughter Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha alayha salam next to him in any gathering. He used to stand up when she comes into the room out of respect to Fatima radiyallahu anha. Women were not included in gatherings in that culture. Yet our Prophet showed emotions toward the little girls, towards boys and girls, towards women, towards adults, in every aspect. He brings the children to sit next to him. He played with Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn radiallahu anhuma. There is a hadith عن المقدام بن العدي الكعدي إذا أحب أحدكم أخاه فليعلمه أنه فليعلمه أنه يحبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He was narrated by Tirmidhi that when someone loves their brother, let him or her tell them that they love them. Show emotion. In another case, another situation, Abu Huraira narrated a hadith that he said, I was with the Prophet going into the market. And during that trip, he never said a word to me. And I found that a little bit strange. When they came back, he went directly to Fatima's tent and he said, Is the little chap, meaning Al-Hasan, there? Where Fatima alayha salam was preparing Al-Hasan, bathing him and garland him with sweet flowers. And then the little boy came running to meet his grandfather. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was smiling, laughing. He went to him, he hugged him, he raised him in his hands. And he said this dua, O Allah, I love him. O Allah, I ask you to love him, to love anyone who loves him, who loves him. Rawahu Muslim. This is the passion of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what we have to show in our dealings with our children, grandchildren. If you have love for someone in your heart, tell them, verbalize it, because that's how you open the hearts of the people. He cried, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he told Ibn Mas'ud, one of his companions, radiyallahu anhu, he had a very nice voice. And he said, Ibn Mas'ud, please recite for me from the Quran. And he said, O Prophet of Allah, the Quran was revealed on you. How can I recite it? He said, I would love to hear it from you. Ibn Mas'ud recited from Surah An-Nisa, the woman. And then he reached the ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How will it be then when we bring from each nation a witness and we bring you, O Muhammad, as a witness against these people? And he said, stop, Ibn Mas'ud, stop now. Ibn Mas'ud said, I raised my eyes and I saw the Prophet crying. His eyes were filled with tears. Rawahu al-Bukhari. This is part of his character. He's very merciful. He's very passionate. He wept in prayer. Why is this important for us? Why is it important to show emotions? Because it is telling us that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is authentic. He was in the moment. He was not afraid to be who he was. In a culture that at the time does not support male emotions. That's how he dealt with his people, with his companions. He joined his companions. He did not block them. He did not block himself off. He let the emotion come through to teach. There's plenty of stories about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has the permission to show emotion, to let everyone know. He showed emotion with companions who visited him. He would ask people, they would come to his house without any permission. He wouldn't say any word. He would accept everybody in his home. Allah said in Surah Al-Ahzab about the companions and how to behave in such a way that the Prophet used to shy away from blocking them or closing his door in their faces. And Allah says, وَلَكِنْ إِذَا دُعِيتُمْ فَدُخُلُوا فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيثٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِي النَّبِيِّ فَيَسْتَحِي مِنْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. If you are invited, enter, and when you eat, then disperse. Do not linger for conversation that would cause annoyance to the Prophet, and he would be shy of asking you to leave. Allah is not shy from the truth. Another attribute. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not judgmental. We, on the other hand, some of us, enjoy being judgmental. He covered the people's mistakes, even when it was right in front of him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An incident happened 2 weeks ago that some people thought they are the guardian of the Islamic Center or the guardian of our religion. And they harshly criticized someone who came to the mosque to visit in a very harsh way. That's not the way our Prophet taught us. There are many examples in the seerah. I'm going to mention some of them here. When a man came to him, confided him in him, and confessed that he had had relation with his wife in Ramadan. It's a grievance and it's a grave offense. He said, O Prophet of Allah, what should I do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calmed him down. He said, well, give in charity. But he said, I don't have anything to give. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in such gentleness, he took dates and he gave it to the man. And he said, there is something for you to give in charity. But the man still insisted. He said, well, I don't have anything in my home, O Prophet of Allah. Can I keep it? And the Prophet smiled, peace be upon him. He said, keep it. This is your charity. Imagine this. The way he reacted in such a way, in a very gentle way, very nice way, very compassionate. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah, yaghfir lakum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The mercy and kindness of our Prophet, softness that he brings to the people who are coming to him with wearing everything on their sleeves, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said in a hadith عن أنس رضي الله عنه: يسروا ولا تعسروا وبشروا ولا تنفروا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, make things easy and do not make them difficult on people. Cheer the people by conveying glad tidings and not to repulse them. Agreed upon. One of my favorite parts is that he saw the best in others. He helped them. He helped them see in what in themselves. Think about yourself. Think about ourselves. Who stood by you? Who was patient with you? Who supported you and understood you all the years? Thank them. Thank them from your heart. Show them your love and appreciation. That what our Prophet would do, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had this amazing wisdom that he knew that people were not stuck in a place, but they move physically, spiritually as well. Deepen their spirituality in a way. He had such patience with them. He saw the good in people. He used to give different answers to different people according to their personality, to their situation. One time he would say to a man, the best of deeds, do not get angry, because that man was angry all the time. Another man told him, obey your mother. Obey your mother, obey your mother, three times. He gave different answers to different people because he knew the situation. He knew what he was dealing with. This is the mercy. That's the mission that came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we always say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he took us from darkness into light with the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know the story about the man who came to the masjid, a Bedouin that came and he eased himself in the masjid where the companions were so mad at him, they wanted to kick him out. The Prophet said, no, let him finish. Let him finish. And then when he finished, he ordered his companions, not the man, to clean, to spill water on it, to wash it away. And then he came, my brother, told him, this is a place where we pray. We tend to keep it clean. And the man said, oh Allah, forgive me and Muhammad. And he said, how about the others? He said, they were harsh with me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another instance, that a city man who lived in the city with the Prophet, with the companions, one time he came to the prayer with a different attire. Inappropriately, he came to the Prophet to pray. The Prophet came to him in secret and he advised him to go and change and come back to pray. That's the mercy of our Prophet. That's the way we have to deal with ourselves and our brothers and sisters, our friends, our family, co-workers, everybody, every human being, apply the rules of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I have more time, I would have mentioned many stories that you probably know already. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are saved in the day of judgment. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna. Allahumma aafina wa'afu anna. Allahumma tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Allahumma shfi mardana warham mawtana. Allahumma aafina wa'afu anna. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقم الصلاة.